Backpack Brothers. They're in here with me. We started something last week with Bowman, and it went over so well. I heard from a few people. I am not smarter than a romper rumor.
It was apparent last week.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got three. What's after 39?
Yeah, 39 and a half.
It was like that three states of matter question. What was the answer?
Yeah, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, you ask, I told you, three states that matter. They matter to us. We have to recruit against them.
Water,
no, air, don't go with what. Don't
water,
go
air,
with,
and mud.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't go with water's wet. I'm not going there again. All right, Bowman, where are we starting?
Who wants Gens? You won last week. You want to go first or last?
Let him go first.
Didn't even get to pick. I'll go first.
Okay. My show, my rules.
All right, what section? You mean to read them off to you again? There's English language arts, math, geography, and science in first through fifth grade. And remember, once you choose that grade, you can't choose it again for another category.
But wait a minute. But we do have to choose one from every category.
Yes.
So we answer four questions.
So once you choose science, you can't choose science again.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go fifth grade math.
Fifth grade math?
Why would you not do first, second, third, and fourth? There's no more points.
Because I like
fifth.
A challenge.
This is a challenging one.
Oh, you sure
one.
Do. Yeah. Let us bring in a dump truck load of food. Go ahead.
What's the area of a square with 9-inch sides?
What is the area of a square
with 9-inch sides?
Be like Horseshack. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I know that one.
81 square inches.
Correct. You get that one, but you're questioning yourself on swimming last week.
So that was math.
Hey, I like
that
math.
Was math,
good at math,
right?
Yeah, that was math.
All right, I'm going to go fifth grade math as well.
Okay. What's the perimeter of a rectangle that's 9 inches long and 3 inches wide?
9 by 3 would be 27.
Incorrect.
I knew it was.
22.
22.
You add up all the sides. So 9 plus 9 is 18.
Okay. Gotcha. You're right. You said.
Sorry. It would actually. You were right. I'm.
What?
As, cause
what?
Because this. I said 9 and 3. It actually was 8 and 3. I looked at the 8 and said 9. So you were right.
So 1 and 1, Giddens. All right. What are you choosing next, Giddo?
Let's go fourth grade geography.
Fourth grade geography. Okay. It is, what is the country directly north of the United States?
That's fourth grade?
Fourth grade.
It's going to be the newest state, right?
Kelsey's Woods.
Canada.
Correct.
I say Kelsey's Woods. That's what Ernest T. Bass said. All right, I'll take third grade P.E.
Third grade P.E.?
Ain't that one of the choices?
No.
I don't think he would want to do third grade PE right now.
I probably wouldn't. I probably couldn't beat him. All right, so what have I got? Third grade. Give me third grade science.
Oh, David, I think you actually got the question previously wrong.
Wait, no, we said, can't. No, we're not going back now.
You said 27. It was 24, so you're wrong.
We're not going back now. It's 2-1, and I got a chance to tie it up here.
What's this one? What'd you say?
Third grade science.
Third grade science. What is H2O more commonly known as?
Water.
And is it wet?
It's not wet.
He said it's not wet.
Hey.
He got her. There we go. Yeah,
not right now, but when I throw a bucket on you, you're going to be wet. So 2-2. I'm hanging in there with.
Technically 2-1.
No, it's 2-2. You messed up. I'm hanging in there with the Brainiac. Let's go.
All right.
Brainiac, food maniac.
Let's do first grade science.
Oh, God.
Wow, Giddens. You really went all out for this one. What color are most plant leaves?
It's the same thing you eat for lunch today, Giddens.
Green.
Correct.
That's all tough, right. Man. I'm colorblind.
What other two choices do I have? No, I have English and what else?
History.
I'm going to go first grade English.
First grade English. Giddens, this is the one I showed you earlier. What punctuation mark goes at the end of a question?
A question mark.
Wow.
Wow, that's a big tough one, David.
I did get it right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Did. I was waiting for confirmation on our judge there. All right, we're 3-3.
Yeah.
3-3. We're perfect on this romper room today.
If I didn't mess up, it would be wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. You screwed up.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so the only thing I haven't picked is English, right?
That's right.
You didn't pick history.
I didn't pick history.
Go mass on his. Go fifth grade. Go bold.
I already did fifth grade. I got to do history for second grade.
History for second grade?
Yeah.
Who is known for saying, "I have a dream"?
Martin Luther King Jr. On this June the 19th.
Yeah, on this Juneteenth. That's right. All right, I got history left. I'm going to go bold here. You said second grade. I'm going to go fourth grade history.
Okay, David.
This is going to be his doing.
What famous ship did the pilgrims sail on to America?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
The Mayflower.
There you go.
Oh, man. I was going to be saying the Nina, Pinta, and the Santa Maria or something.
I was actually going to say the Titanic.
No, that's not what happened. All right, we got to have a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. All right. I'll go first.
So we're going to go. It has to be fifth grade. Pick the subject.
It has to be fifth grade?
Yep.
Fifth grade math.
Fifth grade math? Well, hold on, Giddens. Now I got to get another question. Do a different one. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. What is the value of the digit 7 in the number 7,241?
What is the value of the digit 7 in the number
7,241?
You only have 3 seconds. Come on. You've used it all up.
The value of the digit 7 in the number 7,241?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like 1.
No, you can't give an answer. He's got to answer.
It's the thousands.
Okay. That's correct. It's in the thousands place.
That was like a trick question. I didn't even make. How's that fifth grade? They were just tricking us back in school, I guess.
Yeah, they tricked you all the way through school.
All right, David.
I told you eating wasn't a subject, but
fifth grade.
Fifth grade, I'll go history. I'll just go bold.
Go bold?
Yeah.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
John Adams.
Wrong.
Oh. It's Jefferson, wasn't it?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
I knew it was one of the two, but I couldn't remember.
So back-to-back weeks, Giddens.
Right, wow, I am smarter than a romper
rumor. Smarter than a romper rumor, and he don't even watch. You know, next week we might throw in there some stuff from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Hello there.
Yeah. You know, he's the one that goes in and changes into a sweater and takes off his loafers and puts on slippers and
runs
a little train because you're Mr. Rogers.
I'm not Mr. Rogers.
Made over. Yeah.
Did he eat a lot?
No, he did not, but you're like him. All right. Are you smarter than a romper rumor? We'll continue it next week.